Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there listening to Regular Game Radio, you live in the hood, my health, your health, Monday.
You know what I'm saying? We out here. And it was talking about dehydration, but shit, I'm drinking a meth rice. Ain't no dehydration going on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie Jen checking in. We out chilling, chillaxing. Yeah, boy, hood style, tea time style. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get to a quick song, cause I'm gonna fire the thing on up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my co-hosts with the most, Mr. Heavenly Angel, and the International Smokers Rep, Mr. Sire Nye, representing the Netherlands. And we are officially back up and running. But don't pay attention to the site, www.trilateralradio.com, because we will be revamping the entire site. We just want to get it back up and running so everybody can stop by, all right?
Just that new shit, from my dog, you know what I'm saying? King motherfucking Rob. Represent 813.
Sexiness got me so open up. Call her name out. But it's so hard to stop her. I need a minute with you just to let you know. You looking tasty, girl. Yeah, I just gotta know. Can I make you sweat? Do I get it wet? Just being real, baby. I don't mean no disrespect. I wanna touch you, girl. I wanna kiss you, girl. I wanna twist you, girl. I promise you gon' love it, girl.
I saw you walk across the street. And I can't lie, you walk across.
Computer lady, you know what I'm saying? Ohio in the building, you know what I'm saying? Doing a real big one, Highland. aka Miss PC Bone. Check out blogtalkradio.com/MissComputerLady and all your innovative, informative, one of them big words. Yeah, she be holding it down. You know what I'm saying? For all your computer needs. You want to get the jump on that Windows 8? She got the info on that. Hit her up. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Once again, www.trilateralradio.com is up and running. But we are revamping the site, completely revamping the site. So what you see is not what you're going to get. So make sure y'all check that out. We are up and running. Also, check out Miss Computer Lady page. She will have some old featured shows from past Blog Talk episodes, so y'all can catch them. If you don't catch them on Blog Talk, go to www.trilateralradio.com, and you can catch them right there big and live. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. And because I'm smoking, shout out to Mystical. So you know I gotta play the smoke song. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Better than a minute. Oh, yeah.
Just that shit, nigga, that just smoke all. This the one. I know y'all flipping through the shit, the TV and shit.
Yeah.
This the one, nigga. This your chance right now. You know, it's all items that you need to get the motherfucking blunt roll, nigga. Get your papers, get up the fuck lighter.
Nigga, I've been using all
motherfuckers. Y'all do what y'all need. What I want y'all to do. Light. Burn. Smoke. Roll one. Light. Burn. Roll. Smoke one. Light. Burn. Smoke. Roll one. Light. Burn. Roll. Smoke one. Nigga, get the motherfucking weed, bro. Playing with the motherfucking weed and shit. Man, look. Get that bitch. Throw that fucking roll back. Nigga, make a roll back. Mouth to the nose. Roll back. Eyes up.
Man, smoke.
This is something good. Oh, okay, nigga. When you roll the weed up, make sure you take that fucking filter out, bro. Out the door.
Put it in the window. Forget about how you roll. Skin at the end, bad in the middle, nigga. Long as you smoke. Don't worry about how the bitch look. Ain't got a hole in the stick foaming out. There ain't nothing past that bitch. Put your finger over and hit it with your mouth. I bet they pull. Hit this shit, now I bet you get fooled. I don't fuck with that dry. That's good for your ass. I told you that's fire. Stick it loud, expensive. Light like green, don't touch no brown. You can't stand up. Your eyelids still about 200 pounds. Mouth dry as the fuck. Yeah, this bitch here high as a duck. Ready to leave. But can't go nowhere cause it look like it's stuck. Now get off the floor. You don't know what you do, so don't try this no more. Stop that front. And if you can't handle it, then give me my dough. Nothing but bugs. Tasting no weed. Swallow that shit, nigga. You raising the weed. You gon' know what I got. And nothing but jokes. I'm trying to hold back, y'all. This about the 10 time out of South Pole.
Light some. Give me the burn some. Roll some. Smoke one. Light some. Give me the burn some.
Smoke show.
kind of like personal music. I got music uploaded, then I, you know. All right, there we go.
Were you riding around?
Yeah.
You want to swing my pride? Make you one real quick?
to ride with that one, come back through and pick this other one. You know what I'm saying? There'll be something with all this stuff on.
The ship has landed in the hood.
About 5 minutes.
No,
I can't. You want to do it now? Oh, you pay for that one.
And we're back, people. All
and
right.
We're back. Yeah, I'm like, this is what happens when you're on the clock. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the clock.
You got Mr. Hitler lady in here?
Uh-oh. Transport, you know what I'm saying? Washington, I got to, you know, Netherlands, something like that. I got to, you know, go all out.
Well, I don't know that. That hey, what's happening? Hey, everybody. Hope everybody had their
happy day after Killer Rabbit Day, you know what I'm saying? I got my rabbit foot on right now. Matter of fact, I got both feet on. That's how lucky I am. I got four rabbit feet.
Oh, wow. Well, again, I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter. I was like, hey, y'all, they talking about my ham now.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? You need to email that ham to me. Email me a sample.
I mean, that's the brew last year.
Yeah, I need to wait on that.
That's going to be a little tricky. I'm going to have to see what I can do.
Waiting on that. Woman, you know technology. Beam that food on, too. Bam, man, you don't need to get it. Yeah, I got it. There's a couple of molecules missing off of it, but I eat the other half. You know what I'm saying? I eat the other half.
Well, make sure you enjoy yourself. For those who do have it, it's on Facebook. If you have it like me as a friend, and make sure you can see those pictures.
the ham is on Facebook. Drop the link.
Oh, yeah.
Got the wine in there now.
Yeah, I got a food pictorial version of how my Easter went yesterday. It should say Easter 2011. I have a food pictorial version of how my Easter went.
Beautiful life. It's something new, old.
Now, I know there must be no leftovers.
Yeah, I got some, believe it or not. Yeah, I got some. I made sure I got mine.
I was at a barbecue on Saturday, and there was over 25 kids, ranging anywhere from 1 to 15. Now, wow.
You have some people. Yeah, I know people here in Louisville said they were barbecuing.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm not going to do mine until next month. Yeah, believe it or not, around my neighborhood, there were people this morning, I know, she said she was going barbecue. And some people were barbecuing around this time, which is unusual. But for some people, they do it anyway. So, hey.
Yeah, we're listening to 94.1. We out here live, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Oh, it's not on that. Yeah, shout out to the old school lunch hour, DJ Scat Man, holding us down, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I listen to out here on the block, you know, during the lunchtime. After that, they go back into that rotation bullshit where they play all the top 20.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't be really hearing all that old bullshit. You know?
Yep. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we out here on the block, Trey Cole style, you know what I'm saying? 34th Chelsea Street and Tampa, Florida. And let me get a middle finger on all you motherfucking Millgate Walkie motherfuckers that keep sending me some goddamn gay ass sugar coated messages and shit on my YouTube. I don't know what the hell is going on. These fags still decided to come about at spring break. I guess they out of school now. come on my motherfucking site talking some old dumb shit. So I had to go ahead and put that out there in case any of you on lame olds might be listening or any of you lame olds is attached to these fools. Yeah. So.
Got that ham? Looks delicious.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Ooh, the outside? Mm-mm-mm. I'm drooling. Dude, I
know that would do. Hey. Yeah, I might just chill in his mouth. Put this thing up in there and do what I do. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot y'all was on the phone. Forgot y'all was on the phone.
Oh, we're going to be out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is VIP right here. You know what I mean?
Oh,
VIP,
y'all. VIP, y'all.
Well,
for at least about 15 minutes, as they say.
Yep.
Well, I missed
man.
The part earlier.
Oh,
you were. Enjoy yourself, Diva. Enjoy yourself. This computer lady can cook. And they said, hey, women don't cook these days. Hold up. I was taught very well by my mom and my dad. My mom made sure rest in peace. Yes,
Mr.
Lady can cook.
These old teeny boppers, you know what I'm saying? They can't cook. Isn't it? Try to ask them to 25-year-old to cook your dinner. See what happens.
Yeah,
yeah,
I have 29-year-old.
Some of these women can't even
cook. She don't want to cook. I have a 13-year-old that loves to cook, and I love to cook. But my 29-year-old, no. She only wants to cook.
Yeah, there you go. One of them eat-out. She the eat-out babies. Them the eat-out babies. That's all they want to do, fast food and everything. Give it to me fast.
I don't mind, you know, I don't mind eating out periodically, but as they said, it's not like home cooking.
For real.
And in addition to that, a lot of these recipes in these restaurants, believe it or not, come from home cooked meals anyway.
Oh, no?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of your restaurants, especially if they're just getting started, a lot of those recipes are based on what was cooked at home. And I don't know how many are around nowadays, but you do good if you go to a restaurant that, you know, they say on their advertisements that they specialize in home cooking or, you know, cook just like at, you know, like home or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If you look at some of the menu items when you go to your restaurant, I bet you can find at least one. If you want to, just look for one. And when you look at that menu, I'm going to be like, look like something like, you know, somebody you know, whoever had this particular one. So you're going to try it out for yourself.
So what, is there spring break going on right now over there?
No.
Spring break. We just had spring break.
Yeah, it's called spring break down here for kids.
Some places around are having that spring break. Some places aren't. Some are getting prepared for that exam week. So all y'all college students and high school students taking these exams, we wish you the best of luck. Hang on in there.
Yeah, a little girl, she just took the FCAT. Down with FCAT, all the kids,
mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah, it's all those levels.
Oh,
I missed the beginning of the show. You were talking about hydration, I guess.
Oh, well, we didn't even get into that because I'm hydrating myself with beer, so, you know. But I'm just encouraging all your parents out there to make sure you hydrate the kids, though, because, you know, kids is out spring break and they want to go to the swimming pool a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And most parents don't just be forgetting to leave, you know, send your kid with water bottles and stuff before they go off. Because, you know, it all got hotter. It ain't the same heat we grew up in. You know what I'm saying? At least down here in the South, I mean, it's a complete different heat. It's like 20 degrees hotter, you know, than what it used to be. So,
right.
You know, make sure you send your kids out with some hydration, you know what I'm saying? Because it will lead to dehydration. And no, you don't want that for your kids. So that's the whole point of the show, because, you know, it's a lot of kids in my neighborhood out right now. They running around. You know, I had a little Mexican kid. He be walking home from school. I don't know what the fuck going on these Mexican folks down here, but they I don't know. They dress their kids in these long sleeve shirts and shit like they going to work in the motherfucking strawberry fields or some shit. Your kid is going to goddamn school. The motherfucking little boy walking down the sidewalk, he about to pass the fuck out. Because he got a long sleeve, full cotton shirt on, and it's goddamn 92 degrees outside.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
No. They dressed this motherfucker like he working in the field or some shit. I'm like, I don't think he's picking no strawberries at this time. You know what I mean? Little boy is trying to get in that cake.
Right, and you gotta protect your skin too, because, you know, like you say, it's a different heat, and also depends on where you live too, because in some areas it's the dry heat, but at the same time, if you're not careful, it can catch up with you and sneak up on you. You think you're fine, next thing you know, you're about to pass out.
Yeah, but if that's the case, though, you still got to need to send some water bottles in the kid's backpack, you know what I'm saying? Not bottles, you know,
right,
to ensure that the kid, you know, needs some water. I mean, this little boy, you can see, he stopped. I mean, he stopped, like, right in front of him. And, like, he was just sweat pouring down. I was like, man, get this water, man. Because you, all that far you stay with, you ain't going to make it.
Wow.
You're not going to make it. So,
Yeah, because I remember I experienced
that.
I got them
kind of on the schedule, you know?
Right. I mean, that dry heat, I mean, it's supposed to be good for you. I remember I experienced it. I went someplace with my mom. She was at a convention. This was a long time ago. My sister and I, we were playing outside. Everything was fine. Next thing you know, we barely got in the door because we almost passed out. That dry heat will sneak up on you.
Oh,
and protect your skin, too. Do what you got to do to protect your skin, because... I don't know about this little Mexican boy you were talking about. I mean, not only was it a cotton shirt, but he probably didn't have anything to protect his skin.
Well, no, it's just a thick cotton shirt, though. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
You just don't make it a thick cotton shirt. You know what I'm saying? Put something light on, you want to protect the skin. Or put some goddamn suntan lotion on his ass. Shitty Mexican. He ain't finna fuck. He gonna... Once it turned black, it'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it don't have to be like, you know, suntan lotion or whatever. Whatever is best for your skin, because suntan's not for everybody.
Mm.
If it's for you, fine.
Well,
it's not, no.
I laugh because I seen a black dude in the Family Dollar ask for suntan lotion. I had to double take it. I'm like,
what?
What? Hey, it's a little late. Shit, you ain't red bone in this motherfucker. Shit, it's still fucking late. You're a little half past that.
Oh, check your water too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, your car. Make sure you do that one. I be seeing a lot of people overheating.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, and check the water you're drinking too. Sometimes you be drinking all that water, it has all that lead and stuff, which I know is not necessarily easy, but do what you can. Make sure you check your game, that water that's supposed to
Try not to drink from the tap. Try to go get some bottled water. Fuck what they talking about. Go get some goddamn bottled water. Overboil your water and shit if you want to drink it out of the tap. That shit coming out the tap water.
I had my testing one day. I was shocked. I was like, okay, it's time for me to get some type of a purification system or something.
You gotta do that because, you know, getting bottled water, you still got that plastic stuff seeping through your water.
I'm finding out it depends on the brand of bottled water you're purchasing. I'm trying to find that out because
I don't test any of them. I don't test none of them. You're putting in glass.
Yeah, so check your water.
For down here, I mean, it's a must. It ain't like, you know, it's a must. You know what I'm saying? I see people argue all they want. But your ass in this motherfucking 95 degree heat, you don't give a fuck what you drink. So I'd rather for it to be, you know, clear than that you get out the damn faucet or water hose and it looked cloudy.
Can't even drink it out of water hoses anymore because that's poisonous.
Yeah,
the
whole
ain't
you know.
That something? Taking the fun
out.
They tell you, they even have
taking the fun out of
them.
Warning
on them when you buy them.
Oh, because of the lead in the on the ends. I thought it was brass ends though, copper ends. So it comes with a chemical inside the hose or something.
Yeah, the chemicals inside the hose, you know, that they make the hose with, all the chemicals they put in it. And chemicals to help the hose to be preserved.
They ain't never tell us that when we struggling about the goddamn hose back in the day, shit. Advertising all them fucking commercials with them fucking little games and shit, little squirt outside the yard games. Mm-hmm. And you know kids is drinking that water, so what is that connected to?
Of course.
There you go.
The USA is the sickest country. We are the sickest people as far as health goes.
No, we ain't.
Yeah, we are.
I
just read an article on it. I'll find it.
You can't, like, in Germany, you can't drink the water, period. So I ain't even know, you know, if it's an emergency moment or not. You can't drink the water, period. Because
they have different bacteria.
Yeah, because they don't have a filtration system in place like we do here. The only ones that have that in place is the military base. Yeah, they're the only one is the military base. So, I mean, shit, at least we got... Some shit that ain't trying to, you know, you ain't gonna have the shits all fucking day, you know what I'm saying? So, you gotta kind of take what you can get.
What tripped me out is at the airport, and this is what, in 96? When I flew in there in Germany?
Gordon's shot it quite a few times already.
Are you here?
It stopped?
No, I'm not hearing stuff. You're saying that the.
Where was that at? Me.
That was funny.
I
don't remember what airport we landed in. Because we were heading to Greece. We had to stop in there for an overlay.
Okay.
They had no drinking fountains. I was really sick the whole way over there throwing up. I was really sick and dehydrated. And I went to go look for some water in the airport. No water. So I went to the chapel and they had a bottle of water that tastes like salt water.
Yeah, it's tonic water.
Yeah,
it's tonic.
Well, that I didn't even want to drink that.
Yeah.
And when you go to the clubs, that's what they're going to add is the seltzer water. It's not even tonic. Tonic or seltzer, but they don't have no regular water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they charge like a motherfucker when you buy just water. I mean, you're going to pay like $7-$8 for a bottle of water. That's like a $60.
Oh, that's the truth. For a can of Coke, it was $5 on the street. People selling them.
That's like a couple of 24-48 cases of water. I mean, just for that one bottle.
Yeah.
Two or three cases of bottled water from the store. Shoot.
It makes things $2, though. Man, it makes it.
Well, going over to Europe, I really appreciated America a lot more. It's spoiled.
Oh, really?
I do special requests, too, though. A little like old shit.
I mean, ice is a luxury over there, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, people, we got 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I need to get y'all so we get up out of here.
All right.
And then I'm playing something before we get up out of here.
Okay. Well, everybody, enjoy your Monday.
Happy holidays.
When
those are gone, that's where
Tomorrow,
you know? Tuesday chat, what? I don't know.
Well, we'll be on here. Yeah. Just tune in, goddammit. Just tune in, shit.
WWW
what? Trilateralradio.com. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Make sure the update is coming. We do got the update, so.
Okay. Yep, glad to be a part of it.
I'm looking forward to seeing your Air Force shows and stuff pop up too. So that's gonna be what's up.
Shout out to the Browns for the camp.
Yeah, shout out to your brown glazed ham. I'll be waiting on that in the email.
Right. Okay. Well, in the meantime, y'all check it out on Facebook.
Oh, shout out to Surf Style. Hey, shout out to Surf Style, small offshore podcasting station in South Florida. They shot through real quick, Surf Style.
Get up,
oh, okay, that's what's
that's
up.
Love, people. Seconds to go.
Shout out to the podcast, because that podcast is off the chain, too. It gets out there in places you don't even know.
Oh, okay. I'm check my
it
one
do.
There.
It do. All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow, Tuesday time for Chit Chat. We get into it.
All right. I'm out. Y'all take care.
Right here live. Bring the game radio.